Listen on Spotify. Check us out on our Facebook page. Realism Sports Talk on TikTok. And at Realism Pod on Twitter. That's right. It's episode 191 on Realism Sports Talk. It's been a crazy week. Crazy week. And today was not a good one of them days for a lot of people. And my sisters, love y'all. I'm glad this week's over for y'all. I know it's been tough. Tasha, I hope you're feeling better. Yo, where you at, cuz, Rick? Where you at, man? You ain't even been into the page and everything. What's going on? Zion, we still thinking about you. But as y'all can see right over there, them plaques over there, Fizzy, my daughter, 5-0 now for her cheerleading comps. Miss Captain led her team and her troops from Harrisburg High School 5-0. They're going to districts, hopefully regionals and everything else. Congratulations to Fizzy. Love right there for the Black Mamba. All the love for my Richmond family, which extends all over. But much love. You know what I'm saying? I needed to talk. Aunt Barbara and my sisters, you know what I'm saying? I needed these kind of conversations. I need that family time. And then all the love right there for my mama. That's right. Because on Realism Sports Talk, especially this week, we're going to talk about Hall of Famers, to the local talent, to the big time storylines. And the big time storylines are definitely week 6 in the NFL. Week 6. So I'm going to give you the ins and outs. I'm going to give you questions, real or fake. And then after that, I'm going to give you my pick'ems, the fantasy player, and the TD props. Which I went 9 out of 13 last week for prop bets. So listen to me and make that money. It don't even feel right saying that no more. That whole money thing. It don't even feel right no more. But I'm glad we don't have to start with my Washington team after we got blasted last week. I don't even have to talk about that. So we'll start with the next London game. Another London game. Jacksonville, we saw what they did last time. Baltimore now. They're playing at Tennessee. Baltimore, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Baltimore just basically gave away a game, which it was a divisional game, too, which makes it even rough. Baltimore's 3-2. Tennessee's 2-3. Tennessee, I don't know what to make of them. Is it time to blow it up and see what you got with Will Levis? You know what I mean? I don't know what they're thinking about. Tajay Spears at running back. Treylon Burks, if he ever gets healthy. I mean, you got some pieces that can be there for the young. But one of them quarterbacks has to pan out. On the other side, Lamar. Hey, Lamar, you got your bread. You bucked the system. You said the Ravens, I'll challenge you. And he won. You got OBJ, who's really OLD. Because he ain't doing nothing, yo. This is not 6-7 years ago, OBJ. You ain't catching stuff with one hand. Matter of fact, you ain't been catching nothing, bro. And neither is the rest of the wide receivers. I mean, why we got so many drops? And my man Zay Flowers, you know, I'm high on him. But, yo, you dropped a few too and a touchdown. So, yeah, everybody wants to jump on Lamar about the late interception and all that. It was a collective team effort for giving away that game. So that's what makes this game more important. They have to win. Yo, this is one of them games, you're 3-2. You better win to go 4-2 because there's a team coming up and the team you just lost to. So Tennessee's looking at it like, I can't see Mike Vrabel folded at all, especially in that division. You're one game out. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's going to be a really tight game. I would definitely take the under. Whatever the under is, I'm taking it. But I'm going to pick Baltimore. I'm going to pick Baltimore. The fantasy player of the game, I think, will be Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar's going to have to put some stuff on his shoulders. He's going to be mad about it. And he's going to come to play. And then my prop TD is going to have to go to Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson will run in one, and he might even throw two. We'll see. We'll see. But it's going to be a big game because whatever team wins that can control some spots to maybe get to the playoffs. Next game. Let me take a drink for this. I won't even say my Washington Commanders no more because they ain't mine no more. Nope. So we got Washington after a letdown game on Thursday night. They're going on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. I just don't know how they keep winning games. We dogged Desmond Ridder last week. And he going to come out doing something looking all like, I'm like, what? Desmond Ridder? Ridder? And Drake London was even relevant and projected to be relevant again? It's tough. It's tough. Washington 2-3. Atlanta's 3-2. I never pick Washington to win, ever. But I'm doing it out of your Falcon mind. Hey, congratulations on what happened at the game. That's dope, out of your Falcon mind. But y'all going to lose. Y'all going to lose. I'm going to pick Washington this time. My fantasy player is going to be Sam Howell. Sam Howell, who 1 week... he's the next coming of whoever. And then the next week, he's trash. And while he was a fifth round pick, he's no good. They keep going back and forth with this dude. Y'all have no clue. And if we keep losing games and maybe get like the 2 or 3 pick, we might be picking another North Carolina quarterback to be our quarterback, which is crazy. Which is crazy. But I think it's a game that we're going to win. Because we should win. We have more talent than... well, we don't have more talent than them. You know what? I might change... look, I done knocked over stuff because I'm like, yo, I might have changed my opinion. Nah, I'm going to keep it the way it is. And if we lose, maybe Ron gets fired. And I'm cool with that. So either way. But I think House might... he might throw 3 touchdowns. He might throw 3 touchdowns. But my guarantee... it's Bijan Robinson touchdown. He didn't get one last week. He's going to get one this week. I think he's going to get one this week. Can Ridder do what he did again? I'm just saying, if Ridder puts together... I mean, but our team has got destroyed by... the whatever. Next game. I think this game right here is crazy. This game is one of them games that could turn each team's season around. Simple as that. Seattle's coming off a bye. Coming off a bye, getting healthier. You know, people are getting dinged up here and there. Now they're coming back healthier. Maybe not Jamal Adams. Actually, he might play. I don't know. But they're going on the road to play a Cincinnati team who I said, yes, E.H., I said it was a must win. Joe Burrow did actually look a little better. I know I clowned him, but he actually ran a little bit and looked regular. That's what was crazy. Jamar Chase, he said, I'm always open. And he was, because he got over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. So all the people that dropped Joe Burrow as your fantasy quarterback are all these people that traded Jamar Chase for some stuff because they thought he was done. Zach Wilson and Joe Burrow are not the same. So don't try to compare Garrett Wilson with his struggles. And don't do it. It's crazy. People just gave up on Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow. It's Joe Burrow. But now, hey. Are they really moving up? They look better. T. Higgins might play. Or is this going to be a game just like Detroit with a big win? Yeah, they beat Kansas City in week one. I'm not saying that Cincinnati's game was beating them, but the way they played the week before and all that, it felt like that because everybody looked good. Chase got his numbers. Chase got his touchdowns. Burrow was running a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They're getting in their stuff. Seattle last time like that was on the road. They went in there, sorry, CH, and beat the Lions after the Lions was up here. I worry about this trap game for Cincinnati. But the only thing that keeps me like, eh, whatever. Because if they do lose, you still could win a division at 2-4. It's crazy because this was supposed to be one of the toughest divisions. Tough game, tough game. I'm just like, I don't know, man. I'm going to get you. I mean, I have to go with my man Joe Burrow. I'm going with the Bengals to win at home. And my fantasy player? Jamar Chase. Again, I'm not saying he's going to get 3 touchdowns, but he's going to definitely get another one. So I'm going anytime touchdown Chase. On the other side, I think Kenneth Walker III is going to score. But see, if I had to do a real or fake, here's my real or fake. Geno Smith will have a better fantasy day than Joe Burrow. You got to think about it all the way around. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm still going with Burrow, so I'm saying that's fake. That's fake. Next game. Indianapolis Colts. Who got a win? They got a win last week. But they also got a big loss, too. When they lost their quarterback, Anthony Richardson, who was my fantasy quarterback in like 2 or 3 leagues. They going on the road against Jacksonville, who pulled off a big win against Buffalo. When Buffalo was up here from beating Miami, Jacksonville looked like doo-doo against Atlanta or, you know what I'm saying, overseas, up in London. But they stayed in London. And we talked about it last week. They stayed in London. So even though it was Buffalo's home field, I don't know, it was kind of ETN's home field. So the Colts, I mean, Gardner Minshew Mustachio, he definitely makes Michael Pittman better. He makes him better a lot. That's why I made a trade to get Pittman. But this game is crazy because in a division where both of them are 3-2, and you think one team lost their quarterback, and now Jacksonville, it seems like Calvin Ridley is starting to get a connection now. He's starting to get a connection now with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, think about it. You out of the football for like 2 years. It's going to take a second for you. At least you're still on the field. Deshaun Watson, I ain't even going to get to him yet. Calvin Ridley, Trevor Lawrence, I think they're starting to get that rapport. And Zay Jones ain't going to play. He ain't going to play. So, yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? Hey, we just getting into it, baby. We just getting into it. Yeah. But, So I'm taking Jacksonville. My fantasy player. We saw ETN last week. But my fantasy player is gonna be that guy, Jonathan Taylor. I think people are still saying, "Oh, look what Moss did, and Taylor's coming back." That was his first game. Yo, chill out. That was his first game. Did you see the money that he's getting? He's getting $14 million guaranteed. Do you think that the owner, like the Colts owner has, you think they're going to just let him just sit around? No. I'm saying Moss is still going to probably get 10 touches. He'll get 10 touches, maybe 20% target share. I'm not saying he won't get anything, but Taylor is going to start getting the rock a lot. He's going to be my fantasy person. I think he's going to get about 17 points and probably a TD. And I think Moss is going to score too, which is crazy. Which is crazy. But definitely Jacksonville's going to win. Taylor's that. Anytime TD, I'm going to go Pittman. Just for the reasons I said. With Gardner Minshew there, Pittman's going to get a TD. Mark it down. I know Downs is there, but it's Pittman's show. It's Pittman's show. With Gardner Minshew, yes. Next game. Yes, Brandon. Bryce Young now is 0-4. Carolina 0-5. They're not even going to have their start running back. They're going to be out 6 starters. 6 starters on the road against the Miami Dolphins, who just keep destroying everyone. Miami, well, I guess, except for Buffalo. So Miami's out here. A-Chan gets hurt. I didn't even know. I'm watching this stuff and I didn't even know he got hurt. He got hurt. They put him on IR. Now I'm hearing that Jeff Wilson won't be activated. And I just traded Mostert in one league. But that's okay. Mostert's going to be a guy. He's going to be my anytime touchdown guy. I'm just giving you a clue to that one. But we're definitely taking Miami. Miami's definitely going to win. It's not even a question what's going to happen there. The fantasy guy is definitely going to be a Miami person also. And that is going to be Tyreek Hill. If I learned anything, I learned it from Brandon that Tyreek Hill is a freak. He is a freak. And my anytime touchdown goes to Mostert. Because who else going to run the ball in? Saman Ahmed or whatever the hell his name is? No, they're not. Miami in another big win. But beating these little scrubby teams don't mean nothing when you keep losing to teams like Buffalo. It's that spot that you are trying to get to. Kind of like Dallas and San Francisco. I don't know. So Miami, 4-1. They're going to go to 5-1. Panthers, they're going to go. If Chicago gets both the first and second pick, that would be crazy. But we'll get to that. Next game, San Francisco. 5-0 after dismantling the Cow Patties. They go on the road against Cleveland. If you'd have told me this matchup 2 to 3 weeks ago, I'd have been like, yo, this could be dope because Cleveland's defense number one. Yo, I'd have been like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Nick Chubb, what's he going to do? Then Chubb goes down. And now Watson goes down again. When last week they were talking about, yo, he might play. Now you talk about, here's game time decision, don't play. He ain't going to play this week. Now they're talking about IR. Like, what's going on out here? If this dude messed with some more massage therapists or something, and they try to cover that up and get him off the field, this dude's going to be a sick mug, yo. I hope it ain't nothing like, I don't even know where my mind went like that. Because that could be a big time storyline. Because people love shit like that. People love gossip like that. They love that tea. You know what I'm saying? I'd laugh at it. I'd make a whole lot of jokes. Because he loves the tight ends. But Njoku might not play. Anyway, San Francisco did their thing. Kittle does what Kittle does. He's going to get 3 catches. 2 of them might be touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to have a lot of volume. But he makes an impact on certain things like that. But nobody saw 3 touchdowns coming. Nobody saw 3 touchdowns coming. But the biggest thing we didn't see was him lifting up his shirt and what he said to the Cowboys. Yo, nobody does that anymore. We were just watching the game upstairs. And we were like, yo, what happened to the celebrations? Like T.O. Joe Horn. You know, different things. Ocho Cinco. I liked it a lot. And the better thing was, he liked it and didn't care. He got fined $14,000. And he said, yo, I'll do it again. And the craziest thing is he would do it again. And he might do it again in the playoffs again. Like I've done for the past 2 years. Ooh, and I've already humbled myself a little bit about Brock Purdy, but finding the right system, finding the right scheme, not turning the ball over, because you got no interceptions the whole year. You haven't lost a game that you didn't finish. What is going on? So, my apologies to the TNB podcast. Brock Purdy's pretty good, bro. I'm sorry. And I don't even know what to say, man, because I've seen people out. Ayuk was out. Debo was out. Da, da, da. But their defense is ridiculous. Their defense is ridiculous. And you know what's crazy about their defense? They lost their defensive coordinator, to go to the Texans. And look how the Texans are battling, and I love it. They brought in another guy. And yeah, I'm going to bring it up. Their defensive coordinator, like CA said, the defensive coordinators are a lot of them are black, and the white ones are offensive coordinators. But D'Amico Ryans, he was an African-American coordinator for the 49ers on defense. Now he's with the Texans doing things. Now they got Steve Wilks, who was the interim coach for the Panthers when they were battling everybody and almost won the division. And I keep on talking about Wilks. I keep on talking about him. He stepped right in with that defense. And yeah, people can say, look at all the talent they got, all that. I can say that with a lot of situations, so I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing things. He's making, why is he not getting consideration for nothing? I don't understand it. I don't understand why they didn't keep him, because what? The Panthers are what? 0-5. With their awesome coach who got fired from the... I'm not even going to get back on that. But Cleveland, you know, Watson going down, Chubb going down, Ford's trying to do different things, Kareem Hunt's a retread out there, Amari Cooper's still crying, Njoku's burnt up. This could get bad. The only thing that Cleveland can really hope for, and I don't even want to do a Hansbrough jinx, is I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say, but Myles Garrett is one of the top defensive players in the league. And he can impact a game or a season with one play that he makes. Did I kind of say it without jinxing it? I'm just saying. But I think San Francisco, I think it's gonna be tough in the beginning. I think it's gonna be close, maybe even a halftime. But as the game progresses along, San Francisco's, they will impose their will. Simple as that. They will. So I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers. Yo, am I fantasy playing for the 49ers? How do you not pick Christian McCaffrey? How do you not? You know what I mean? How do you not? But my guaranteed touchdown is going to be Brandon Ayuk. He gets the touchdown. But I will throw in an extra something for you if you want to do a parlay with it, because it's probably going to be plus odds. Purdy throws his first interception of his career. And it's probably because of a defensive player making a play on him. I've already mentioned it. So I like that. Now, the next game, both teams 1-4. And both teams, you look at it and you're like, we thought y'all were going to be better than this. And you've played kind of that way. We look at Minnesota 1-4. They've had a tough schedule. You know, different things going on with them. Now you just lose the best receiver in football, Jefferson. You're relying on a rookie to come in and step up, Addison, to be that guy. You know, then you got a Osborne that's been in the system for how many odd years. But he's just been a guy. He's been a guy. You know what I mean? You're asking much of that. And then Mostert, Madison. And then you got Cam Akers. What do you want? I don't know. We were looking at Kirk Cousins as being maybe the top fantasy quarterback in the league a couple weeks ago. Chicago, a couple weeks ago, was trying to get rid of Justin Fields. Talk about if we get the first two picks, we're going to get Caleb. You know what I mean? And you flip 2 weeks, both teams' direction. Now people are like, Justin Fields. Yo, look what he's doing. We can trade one of those first and second picks and get a whole boatload of talent. Each week in the NFL, that's what makes it so special. And that's why I hate the way college football has the SEC taking over everybody, because every game matters in the NFL. Every game matters. In college, it used to be that way. Then they watered it down a little bit to get more money. Watered it down a little bit more to get more money. And now it's just a big domination of two factions. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. It's ridiculous. That's why football is what it is. You know what I mean? Chicago 1-4, Minnesota 1-4. I think both teams are going to try to win the game. I really do. I think this is going to be a highly competitive game. for all the reasons I named. I mean, the division's still there. I mean, Detroit's pulling a little bit away, but the whole NFC is kind of one week you never know. So looking at it this way, we look at Minnesota, 1-4. They lost the number one receiver in football, and we don't know if they're going to force him back. It just depends on these next few weeks how the team does. Let's say they win this game and they're two and four now. I think they're going to keep playing and try to win. If they lose this game, then they're 1-5. And you're looking at it like, this season's probably over. And that changes everything, because now you're like, do we trade Kirk Cousins? Does somebody think that Kirk Cousins can put them over the top? At least for 1 year, because he's only guaranteed one more year. Is it the Jets? Could he go there for 1 year and then give it back to Aaron Rodgers? And he has money, especially if he's successful with the Jets. Somebody else is going to overpay for him again. Or do they just keep losing, get a bad record, and they get a top pick and get his replacement? But then you look at the other side, Chicago, if they lose, we already talked about it, they could get the first and the second pick in the draft. And if you're sold on Fields, you have a lot of options and a lot of people that's going to be coming at you. But if you win this game, now Chicago's like, shoot, we got our quarterback in the future. We're ready to go. What else do we need to add? Because all of our running backs are freaking hurt. All of them are gone. You got rid of Chase Claypool. DJ Moore, they starting to get a little connection there. He's always loved Cole Kmet also. One game can change so many things. That's what's so great about the NFL. Minnesota at Chicago. I think I'm going to go Chicago at home. Not having Jefferson is one of the main reasons. Relying on a rookie in Alexander Mattison. But my fantasy person is going to be Hockenson. I think, like I said, when a rookie wide receiver and Madison, Akers, we don't know. Kirk Cousins like to throw the rock. I think Madison is the contributor of that. And my guaranteed touchdown is DJ Moore. I think they're going to ride DJ Moore a little bit. I think that he has that with him. And with Claypool out of the way, I really think it was something to do with Claypool probably thinking he had a bigger reach. I need a bigger role. I think him out of the locker room is going to really help. All right, next game. Saints are 3-2. Big win. That defense looked unbelievable on my fantasy team. You know, Alvin Kamara coming back in second game. Looking even better. Running the ball now. The first game, he just had a whole bunch of receptions for a little bit of yards. I think he's starting to impose his will a little bit. Carr's going to get healthier and healthier. Olave, another game that was kind of suspect. I think he's going to bounce back a little bit. Houston's defense is not that bad. Stroud's playing well. I can't believe they blew that game. But their offensive line is about to start getting healthier. Tank Dell, if he can get out of concussion protocol, he's there. But Nico's stepping up too. So Dalton Schultz is starting to be there also. So pay attention. If you kept Dalton Schultz like I have, you might get rewarded with that as we keep going on down the season line. So the Saints at Houston. I feel like this is one of them trap games where Houston's like, they blew one on the road. New Orleans went on the road and destroyed. Can they do it two times in a row? I think it's one of them trap games. But I'm going to go with the Saints. Close game. My fantasy player, I've already told you, is Kamara. I think Kamara's going to be that guy. Anytime touchdown, it's Olave. Olave, TD. And Stroud throws an interception. So Stroud and Purdy had no interceptions. This is the week that both of them throw interception. They both throw an interception. So, hey, y'all better think about it and listen. You know? All right, number nine. Take a shot for me. New England Patriots. I don't even know what to say. Because they're 1-4 and they're going at Vegas, which is the Raiders. Big ups to Fatboy Fadeaway on the Variety Sports Network. My man Darren. Wow. The Raiders. A big win on Monday night against the Packers. And I feel like Vegas is like trying to believe that they might be able to do something. Because they won that game. And Devontae Adams didn't really do that. Jacoby Myers is one of them guys. He's a target master in a PPR league. He's doing that. But it helps when Jordan Love throws three interceptions. What is he? One week they say that he's the next guy. Go ahead and sign him. Give him a contract. The next week it's like, what are we doing with this scrub? Like, what are we going to do now? Kirk Cousins get traded to Green Bay? I don't know. Kirk Cousins could change a lot of teams. A lot of teams. So we look at it. New England 1-4 going on the road against Vegas. I feel like New England has a chance in this game. But I just think that Vegas is going to win. Vegas is going to win. And I think my fantasy player is going to be a revenge game. Jacoby Myers. I think he's going to have a ton of targets. And my anytime touchdown, it has to be Devontae Adams. He didn't do nothing against Green Bay. You don't think he's pissed off? Yes, he is. That's my anytime touchdown. Devontae Adams, Vegas, Jacoby Myers, Raiders win the game. Go ahead, Darren. Y'all gonna be 500. All right. CH and his Detroit Lions, 4-1. Going on the road against the Tampa Bay Bucks. And that boy Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, is back. Tampa Bay's defense is, they're all right. That offensive line is doing way better than I thought they would be. But Detroit, they keep doing what they're doing. And they've been injured a lot, yo. Detroit's been injured a lot. Amaron's coming back now. Gibbs still ain't coming back. But it don't matter because Montgomery is murder. Montgomery is a autumn. Montgomery is what the past, what, 3 to 4 years? When you had to, if you had to pick an anytime touchdown for a running back and it meant whatever, something serious. Past 3 years, we're probably picking Derrick Henry. Montgomery's turning into that, yo. Because he is my guaranteed touchdown, Montgomery. I can put that down now. Guaranteed touchdown. But I'm taking Tampa Bay. I'm taking the Bucks at home. The Bucks at home off a bye. I think that they're going to have it. And you know what? Another coach that gets no talking about. This guy, they tried to fire him last year. They wanted to get rid of him. He was nobody. Todd Bowles, who played for Washington Redskins. No more Commanders. No, fuck that shit. No more Commanders. The Washington Redskins. Todd Bowles. Yo, nobody talks about him at all. Baker Mayfield. His whole career changed dramatically. He went from, you're the next Johnny Manziel to, yo, you actually might be the next Johnny Manziel to, hey, don't be playing with me, Johnny Man. Yo, it's changing dramatically, yo. It's changing dramatically. I think they're getting healthier. Mike Evans coming back is the biggest reason why I'm doing this, because Detroit lost another guy in the secondary. I think this might be one of the most entertaining games, but I think it's going to be a physical game. Detroit scores a lot of points, but I don't think they're going to score a whole lot. But I can see the score being within 2 to 3 points of in the mid-20s, something like that. But a grinded out kind of game. Grinded out kind of game. Physical. But Tampa Bay in a close one. In a close one. The fantasy player, because I've already given you my touchdown. Guess who I already told you it was going to be? Mike Evans. Evans might get six targets, five catches, but two of them like deep. They might go deep. Mike Evans, my fantasy player. Montgomery, my touchdown. The Bucks will win the game. And then that'll change all the records again. Tampa Bay, if they go to 4-1, Detroit goes to 4-2. Yo, everything could change so much by 1 week. That's why the NFL is the shit. Especially when you're a Washington fan and they never win and they suck. Commanders suck. That's why I'm a Washington Redskins fan. Next game, Arizona, who's been fighting all year. Fighting all year. They've only got one win. They're 1-4. They beat the Cowboys. They're going on the road against a team that I thought was going to suck. But they look good in real life and in fantasy. And their coach is not overrated. I think he's very underrated. Anyway. Arizona, CH, and me and Brandon was on the Elite Show last week. And they were talking about this game. And Brandon made a trade and traded Connor and Ertz to get... to get Darren Waller and Jamar Gibbs. And CH laughed in his face. It was like, you mad now, ain't you? Brandon's like, yo, what you mean? I just did that yesterday because James Conner's going to get hurt. Raw? And CH's like, yo, he better not. He's on my team. He's going to get 100 yards. Da, 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 da. The Hansbro jinx is real. The Hansbro jinx is real. I'm trying to tell y'all. Yo, the Hansbro jinx. James Conner's on IR. He's hurt. What? Yo. Oh, my God. Conner's out. They got a couple of running backs they can play. The rookie wide receiver is taking a digression again. Dobbs is doing okay. I think the Cardinals' fight is going to be simmering down a lot. I feel like they fought so hard the first 5 weeks. Then it's going to be like, reality is going to set in and say, yo, we put up a good fight, yo. You know what I'm saying? We put up a good fight. We got four losses, but three of them we were battling. They could have beat us and the Giants. You know what I'm saying? So, I think they lose this game to the Rams. Because the Rams are on fire. And they got Cooper Kupp back, who got 1,000 targets. That's why he's my fantasy player, Cooper Kupp. And because I think that the Cardinals are going to give up some plays on defense on the ground, Kyron Williams, anytime touchdown. Puka might score two. Puka and Cup. Two girls, one cup, and a Puka. I mean, this is crazy out here. That's some shit. In a cup. That broke. Loose for a big touchdown. In the Puka. I don't know what the hell that was. That was funny. In my mind, it was. Idiot! I don't care. You know what? I don't care that I'm by myself. I have a good time doing this, yo. Because I love talking about sports. And, yo, I be making some good picks sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if CH made those bets like he said last week. I can't wait to ask. Next game. Philadelphia Eagles are 5-0. They're 5-0. I picked them to lose last week to the Rams. Tight game. That was my upset of the week. And I lost it. So what do you do when you lose? You try again. My upset of the week is the Philadelphia Eagles go on the road against the Jets and they get their ass whipped. And they get beat. There's no brotherly love. There's no brotherly shove. There's nothing. There ain't no nothing. Just deceit. Lies. Ha 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 ha. That's what the Eagles are. Jets, let's go. Breece Hall. Breece Hall is stepping up. He's showing you what's going on. It don't matter who it is. Breece Hall is my fantasy guy. He's my fantasy guy. Period. But my anytime touchdown, it's Jalen Hurts because they love touching butts in the brotherly shove, which they used to call the tush push. The Tush Push. I don't even know what to say. I guess it Jalen Hurts. And that Tush Push. The Tush Push. Some Eagle shit. Some Eagles would come up with some stupid shit like that. Anyway, but I'll take the Jets in my upset pick. Breece Hall's my fantasy person. Hurts gets a touchdown from his Tush Push. And he's going to enjoy it. He's going to enjoy it. Fuck the Eagles. Fuck Eagle fans, too. Sorry if you're a real cool Eagle fan, but most of them ain't. Anyway, in my lock of the week, is the Giants. No Daniel Jones. I ain't even heard Saquon Barkley. Where's he been at? I ain't heard him saying he might play. He might not. Ain't nobody doing nothing. They're like, well, we suck. Keep him out. Or he's saying that. I don't know what's going on. But ain't nobody playing. Waller. I don't even know. I'm excited to kind of see Tyrod Taylor because he was with the Chargers and he was ready to go. And then his doctor stabbed him in his chest and stuff and messed his whole career up. Sabotage. The owner just wanted Herbert to play. That junk was set up, son. It was set up like 9/11. It was set up. So go ahead, Tyrod. I didn't say 9/11. But we are playing in New York, too. Tyrod Taylor. Go out there and do something. Throw it to... Run that ball. Run, bro. Run. Run. Buffalo's going to kick their face in. Especially now that they lost last week to the Jaguars. Buffalo wins. Easy. I think easy. Too easy. Easy. My fantasy player. I think it's going to be Josh Allen. I think Allen's going to throw 3 touchdowns. Well, he's going to have 3 touchdowns. He might run 1 or 2 because they don't run it with James Cook with 4 or 5 carries for negative 4 or 5 yards. You got to run the ball. Even if you can't run the ball, you got to at least do it. You got to at least do it to keep them honest. Like, it's ridiculous, yo. It's crazy. Zach Moss is like, I'm glad I got out of there. He said, give me 20 touches. I'll show you what I can do because I'm Zach Moss. I'm Randy Moss's cousin. They're not really related. But my anytime touchdown is Diggs. Stephon Diggs. Yo, Stephon Diggs is having a year that people are sleeping on. Look at the top wide receivers in the league. Diggs is right there. Him and Tyreek Hill might be the guys. I'm saying, just look at what they've been doing. Look at what they've been doing. Buffalo is just one of them teams. It's just one of them teams, Buffalo. This is the year that you can do it because the Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs. And the Bengals, you see what they looking like. And it was always y'all three. Buffalo, can you do it? I like some Josh Allen. I like some Diggs. Von Miller's going to come back. Your coach makes me a little nervous. Maybe that's what it is, man. Maybe that's what it is. But we'll see. So I got Buffalo, Josh Allen, 3 touchdowns. And my guarantee is Diggs with a touchdown. And the final game of the week, this one might be the big time storyline. The Dallas Cowpatties coming off their embarrassing loss, which is more embarrassing than us losing to the Bears, really. If you really think about it. Because nobody was talking trash. Like, the owner of the Cowboys, Dak can lead us to the promised land. Yo, ass ain't Moses, man. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Dak ain't Moses. You know what I'm saying? He ain't Moses. He's interception. So Dallas, 3-2 now. 3-2 now. One game. Like I said, one game. If they would have won that game, think about how people would be talking about Dallas. I mean, everybody would be. I mean, because everybody loves talking about Dallas. Why? Anyway, the Chargers. Coming off a bye. Chargers are one of those teams with a bad record that are pretty good, too. Austin Eckler might be coming back now. Yeah, they lost Mike Williams, but don't they always lose him? J.K. Dobbins, the wide receiver version? I'm just saying. I think the Chargers win. And I'm going to tell you why. It's going to be a high-scoring game. Fun to watch. A Monday night game that's fun to watch that keeps you awake on a Monday night when you know your ass got to go to work the next morning. It's going to be a fantasy bonanza. There's going to be so many players that people have that could change the games, or people are relying on this to happen for the leagues. And we all love that. We always love having a kicker or somebody on Monday night just be like, at least I got hope. At least I got hope. Keep hope alive. I still got a kicker on Monday night. You know what I'm saying? Big game for both record-wise. Dallas, go if they go to 3-3, you're right there. And if we can win, we beat 3. Like, Dallas is going to feel some pressure about this game. Now, the good thing about Dak is you're playing a Chargers defense that they can't stop a nosebleed. They can't stop nothing. They can't do nothing, dude, at all. They all could be wearing red with poles in their ass, and ain't nobody stopping. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. With all the, you look at the talent, the name value talent. On paper, the Chargers defense looks like, on paper, what Dallas Cowboy fans think their team should be. Damn. Am I hating? A little bit, but factual. Chargers, Keenan Allen's been having, I mean, I forgot about Keenan Allen in the discussion with, you know what I'm saying? And the top wide receivers this year, as far as fantasy purposes go, he's been killing. Herbert, is he completely healthy? Who knows? Michael Parsons, did he play last game? I don't know what's going on. So we talked about the high scoring, the fantasy part of it, the big time game as far as records go. But y'all were forgetting about one more thing. Revenge game for Kellen Moore. You don't think Kellen Moore is sitting there like, I went against this defense in practice every day. I know their weaknesses. I know their strengths. Herbert, I'm going to have you take me to the promised land. So I am taking the Chargers. My fantasy player is going to be Keenan Allen. I think Keenan Allen is going to be my fantasy player. A lot of targets. Palmer's going to be in the mix. The rookie, Quentin Johnson, really hasn't shown up in the tight ends. Seems like Everett's never around. And then Parham, he's only going to try to get the ball in the end zone. So I think the targets are going to continue for Allen. I think he's going to continue to get those targets. Whether he gets a whole lot of yards or not, PPR, half point PPR, they add up. In my anytime touchdown, I'm going to go CD Lamb. I had a lot of people that I think was going to do it. And actually, if you want to do a parlay, CD Lamb will score. Eckler will score. And Tony Pollard's going to score. I think Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, I think they'll both score. Eckler's going to score. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Dallas's defense without Diggs is crazy. And it's not even about him being an elite corner. Yeah, he got his big-time contract because he is that guy. It's more of a moxie to it too. He brings that. Michael Parsons might be the better player as far as their position wise and how they might end up in the Hall of Fame or whatever. But he out here talking about, oh, let's be nice because I'm going to take up for Zach Wilson. La 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 la. Who cares, dude? Why are you worried about that? Why are you worried about people making fun of Zach Wilson? Diggs is out here like, hell with you. I'm trying to do whatever sets your chain off. That's the difference. That's the difference. We got Ron Rivera out here, and that's Micah Parsons. I'm just saying, it brings a lot. CJ Gardner-Johnson from the Eagles going to the Lions with their coach the way he is. And Montgomery must have been one of those boys, because with the Bears, they never had a coach that was. Amon-Ra St. Brown walks around with a chip on his shoulder. He's like, yo, I ain't getting drafted to a win. What? They got some of those dudes like, And I love it. Dan Campbell, I love some Dan Campbell. And this was a question I was going to ask with everybody on the show. Going forward, I'm just going to put it out there, and people can hit me up about the answer or whatever. Who is the best coach for our teams, for the four people that were supposed to be on this show right here? Who is the best coach going forward, in your opinion? Is it going to be our new coach from the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't even want to say his name, because I can hear Brandon talking about, oh, everybody hates him. Blah, blah, blah. Going forward, taking Ron Rivera's spot, is that going to change a lot for us? Or is it Tommy's boy, Sean Payton? Yeah, they're having a rough year now, but sometimes it takes a year. He is looked upon as one of these great coaches. Or is he like a Tomlin, like you had Drew Brees, so that kind of helped you out a little bit. I just wanted to stir that pot a little bit. Or is it Detroit? Like I said, going forward, that team is younger. And my man Dan, he ain't scared of nothing. When he first got in there, he put his foot down and said, this is going to be like this. It's going to be like this. Hard Knocks, y'all want to come? Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. We ain't scared of that. We can start off 1-4, 1-5, and be right there and then end Green Bay season. And now people talking about us being that next team, and we living up to the hype. I love the coach. I love it. Or is it Brandon's coach? Yo, I love his nerdy ass too. I love his nerdy ass too. So I thought that was a good question. I wish we could have had it with everybody on there debating that question, but it's all good. It's all good. So listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. I gave you all my picks, the fantasy players, and the prop bets, anytime touchdowns. Plus, we talked about some big-time storylines, and it's going to be a big Sunday. I know I got to win in fantasy, but yo, love for my peoples. I'm not even mad nobody's on here, because I enjoy doing it. And it takes my mind off everything else. Relative Sports Talk episode 191. We're about to be at 200. Relative Sports Talk family, we got to figure out what we're doing for the 200th episode. Because if y'all ain't going to do that, I might go back to Richmond and do a big old live show in front of the peeps. Hey, we can make something happen. Look, I'm smiling like I don't know what. Like, I can't wait to go back to Richmond. Can't wait. Can't wait. Relative Sports Talk, episode 191. Thank you for your participation.